So the fifth hat is detective. So this is one of my favorite hats because it lets me get out of my little science and academic role and try to figure something out and use some parts of my brains that I don't get to use every day. So after you've been a historian, a meteorologist, a geographer, and a botanist, you probably have a really good amount of information, and you may also have access to a hand lens or a microscope, and those can be really cool tools to use, especially when things are small or difficult to see. They can be really useful in your plant identification when you're looking at buds. And they can also be really useful when you're trying to really see what those spots look like, or they may be really useful for helping you to determine the pattern or of stripes on a bug. So those are really great things to have if you have access to them. The other things that everyone should have access to that are really easy to use is a moist paper towel and a plastic bag. Two really simple things that can give you a lot of information. If you get a moist paper towel wet and you put it in a plastic bag and put it in a warm area with your sample inside and you're looking for some kind of fungal problem, that warm, moist environment will really help something grow and you'll have a lot better opportunity to take a good look at it. If you have nothing else in the office where you're doing diagnosis, you can always do that and put it on a windowsill, and in a couple of days, you might have a lot more information than you started with. In your detective role, what you're looking for are symptoms and signs. The symptoms are the outward effects of an underlying problem. So, wilting leaves might be a symptom of a plant's vascular disease, just like a cough is a symptom of a cold. Chewed leaves might be a symptom of caterpillar damage. Symptoms are really good indicators of what's going on with the plant, but are not themselves the actual problem. So they help you to figure out what the problem is, but they're not part of the problem themselves. Signs are a better tool for identifying plant problems because this is when you can actually see part of the problem, either with your eyes or with the microscope. Cedar apple rust is a really good example of this. We can see these orange gelatinous galls on cedar trees in the spring. And those orange gelatinous galls are serving to infect apple trees. It is part of the disease-causing organism. It's part of what's really causing the problem. It's not just a symptom of what's going on. So when you've looked at all the information you've gathered, it is a really good time to think of if there are any unanswered questions left. Did your investigation lead you to more questions that you need answers to? Do you need to go back to the person who brought in the plant sample and ask more questions? It's really important at this point to ask those questions in a non-judgmental and open-ended way. Instead of asking, how often do you water? Because you're implying that they should have been watering and that somehow they failed to water. They failed to take care of their plant. So the better question is, do you water this plant? It doesn't imply a right or a wrong answer. You're just asking, so do you water this plant? People don't usually hurt their plants on purpose. Say that to yourselves a couple of times if you get into a situation where you feel people are torturing their plants. We don't want people to feel like we're blaming them or they did something wrong. We just need to understand that they don't have all the right information and that they're trying to do better and that we need to be supportive in that role. Reconnect with the person at this point. Ask those questions that you still need answers to, and keep moving along that path and reassure them that you're on your way to finding answers and that you just need a little more information and to pull things together.